Hello, here are the top news stories at 8 a.m. on Saturday, the 15th of January, brought to you by RTL Today. A panel made up of Luxembourg's medical and scientific experts addressed the press on Friday afternoon, expressing their support for a vaccine mandate for people aged 50 and over. The panel agreed that a vaccine mandate could be justified as long as it was underpinned by science and used a targeted approach. This reflects the decision ruled by the European Court of Human Rights in April 2021. With this in mind, the panel has advised the government to implement a vaccine mandate for the over 50s, as well as for staff within the healthcare sector who come into regular contact with vulnerable people. This would include staff in hospitals, retirement and care homes, and GP surgeries, as well as carers visiting patients in their homes. The sectorial vaccine mandate would last until the 30th of June 2024 if implemented. The experts warned that the virus would not disappear completely and once again recommended that under 50s continue to get vaccinated and boosted where possible and urged the population not to take the virus lightly. The next step in the process will be a consultation debate next Wednesday in Parliament. After that, it is up to the government to write a corresponding legal text on a partial vaccination mandate. MPs have introduced the latest round of proposed constitutional reforms in the Grand Duchy. Luxembourg's languages, flag and national anthem are not yet enshrined within the constitution, and these national symbols could well soon be added. Alongside Luxembourgish, German and French will be named national languages, with multilingualism seen as a great asset of Luxembourg. The revision will also confirm Luxembourg as a constitutional monarchy, with the Grand Duke explicitly mentioned as head of state. Australia detained Novak Djokovic for a second time on Saturday, calling the tennis star a threat to public order and fighting in court to deport him. Having once failed to remove the unvaccinated 34-year-old from the country, Australia's Conservative government is trying again. And again, Djokovic is fighting back. A federal court hearing is scheduled for Sunday, and in the meantime, Djokovic was placed under guard at an undisclosed Melbourne location believed to be his lawyer's offices. He is expected to spend Sunday night in immigration detention after a few short-lived days of freedom following his first successful court appeal. And finally, some news from us. We are very, and we mean very pleased, to announce that our English language radio platform, RTL Today Radio, is set to launch in the very near future. Everything you know and love about RTL Today will be with you in radio form, to be accessed anywhere and everywhere at any time. And one of our key messages before launch is that we are going to do all in our power to support and promote Luxembourg's music scene. And so to prove this from the very get-go, RTL Today is looking for a brand new song, written, recorded, performed and produced by a Luxembourg act or band, to be the very first track played on RTL Today Radio. The deadline for entries is midnight on Wednesday the 23rd of February 2022, and you can find more information on our website. For more on any of these or other stories from Luxembourg and around the world, head over to today.lu.